Hey, everybody, it's Bryce, and Brian's here.
Yep, I'm here.
Hooray, we're both here. Okay, cool, and the audio looks good, so we're going to talk now.
Yeah, because that's what you do on a podcast.
That's what you do on a podcast.
Because this is a podcast.
This is a podcast. Quick mini-sode to talk about Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
Because Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny came out today.
Yeah, officially.
At the time of recording. We saw it yesterday at 3 o'clock.
And not today at 3 o'clock.
And not today at 3 o'clock because...
that was a whole thing.
That was a whole thing. Brian, explain.
Yeah, so basically, I was looking into it like, hey, when can we go talk with Bryce and Nicole and Lawden? And we're like, cool, Friday at 3 o'clock works, more or less. And so I'm like, cool, let me get the tickets. And we got the A-lister from AMC. We're not sponsored, but, you know, if you want to, that'd be
cool. No, but I should disclose that I do have money invested in AMC.
Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants over there.
Yeah, and in Disney, which also is here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. Anyways, so yeah.
We're not endorsing them in any way.
No, but I bought tickets thinking it was Friday. And it turns out it was for Thursday.
Yes, indeed it was.
But luckily, everybody could go, and it worked out for everybody's schedule. A little bit tighter for Lauren because she had work, but we still went, and we saw the movie.
Yeah.
It was a success.
I think we should jump right into it. I liked it. Yeah. I liked it a lot. In fact, I would even go so far at the moment to say I loved it, but I'm also only one day out, and sometimes one day out, I come out of a movie, and I'm like, you know what? I still had a damn good time. And then, like, 3 days later, and I'm like, but, you know, now that you mention it, I suppose there was that one thing, which, going into this movie, I know you had marathoned all the movies.
Yeah, I watched the last four, the only other four, and then because Disney Plus threw on the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, Adventures, whatever they're calling them, it went both ways, it's a whole thing, you can Wikipedia it, we're not gonna go super far into it, but it shows his, like, childhood, and, like, it was a show from the early 90s, basically, and then they spliced it all together in the late 90s to create, like, 22 hour and a half movies, basically. So we watched a couple of those, and just to get in the mood, and they're really good too. So I really want to finish those eventually. But yeah, so we definitely got into an indie mood the last month or so.
And so you did that over the course of a month. I watched the, like, two episodes we watched of Young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And then
that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And then I didn't do anything because I kept on putting off watching the movies ahead of time.
Right. But we also had a whole, there's so many, it's June, so there's so many other movies that came out that were part of a franchise or a sequel kind of thing. So we, you know, as the movies came up, like, oh, let's try to watch, like, the Transformers, because the Beast Wars movie, that wasn't really Beast Wars, but it was, but, you know, what's in a name, came out. And then, but we also had,
Fast 10 came out.
Yep.
But we didn't go to see Fast 10. And
no,
then
we want to.
Spider-Verse came out.
Spider-Verse, that's, yeah.
But, like, with some, you're definitely more of a, I'll watch the things leading up into it than I am. But with, like Spider-Verse, I didn't have to watch Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse, in order to watch Across the Spider-Verse, because I've seen it so many times and recently.
That's so good.
But, like, I watched Raiders, I don't know, 3 months ago, just because it was on. And
because
then,
Raiders.
Yeah, because Raiders. But I haven't seen Temple of Doom in a long time, and I haven't seen any of these others in, like, years.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I don't think I've actually watched Kingdom of the Crystal Skull since I saw it in theaters.
I don't think I had either.
I've seen bits and pieces on FX.
Yeah.
But I usually always come in at the end, which it turns out I also do for The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
My entire life.
Yeah.
So the night before we go to see Indiana Jones, I watched all four of them. Just I started with Temple of Doom because I was like, I've seen Raiders, I saw it a few months ago, I'll just skip it. And then I watched Temple of Doom, and then I'm like, wait, what year does this take place? So I look it up and I find out, oh, this took place a year before Raiders. And I'm like, well, then technically I'm starting. Yeah. So now I have to watch Raiders again.
Yeah.
So I watched Raiders again, and then I watched Last Crusade. And for the first 40 minutes of the movie, I was like, I've never seen this.
Oh, shoot.
I've never seen this movie.
Yeah.
I knew River Phoenix was in Young Indiana Jones at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that, like, I had never actually seen that, but yeah. all of it was new footage for me. So
that's how Temple of Doom was for me.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen the Choosing of the Cup, the Zeppelin mm-hmm. scene, yeah. Everything no basically ticket. Up to the Zeppelin. And then, so I guess everything up until Hitler signs his book.
yeah.
And
yeah.
then they escape on a Zeppelin and they come in at the Zeppelin scene somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I've seen the, oh, I'm sorry, and they got us, you know, plane scene and all that with Sean yeah. Connery. And I've always enjoyed what I saw, but I don't know that I just never sat down to watch it.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah. I always caught, cause they always did the marathons on FX or mm-hmm. USA or whatever. And so I'd always come in like the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes of Temple of Doom. So I saw the cool chase at the end and then it went right into Last Crusade. And like, that's my favorite indie movie. So I'm like, cool. Yeah. I'm going to sit down and watch this.
Yeah,
and I always did.
Temple of Doom was my favorite, but in my adulthood, I started to find the woman really obnoxious.
Oh my God.
So, I guess I just stopped watching it as much, but I actually found her less obnoxious on this viewing, so that was nice.
I did not. But I also, we talked about it before, and we won't go super into it, but like, I feel like her screaming
Indy! Which sure sometimes I like to do on yeah. the Indiana Jones ride.
Yeah. I'm sure we could probably splice that in for those of you who don't know what we're talking about.
Get a whole compilation.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I feel like her screams were like weirdly higher in the mix.
Like Dakota Fanning off. In War of the Worlds when yeah. she's screaming the whole time and you can't hear Tom Cruise talk.
That was a yeah. So anyways.
Anyway,
yeah.
So those are the original Indiana Jones movies. Before we go any further, were you an Indiana Jones kid?
Not really. Yes and no. Like I watched Raiders a couple times and my Aunt Sela had the VHS copies, but nice. We never really watched them because I had two younger sisters.
Right.
And, you know, Raiders gets kind of freaky with the melting of the face and then Temple of Doom gets kind of freaky with
the burning heart
Temple
in his hand.
Of Doom. so I, yeah, so we never really watched it that much. And if I ever really did watch any of them, it was always on TV during the marathon
right.
when I could just kind of control the TV myself or mm-hmm. everybody was out and about doing whatever. But yeah, me and my dad would watch the indie movies when they came on.
Did you ever have like dreams of rescuing some cute girl in your class when you were a kid?
Didn't we all?
Okay. When you saw yourself in that dream, who did you see yourself as? Like, were you like Superman or Batman or like just a badass kind of James Bond-esque type character?
I don't really know.
For me, it was 100% Indiana Jones.
Right on.
Like, I had dreams, literal like nighttime sleep dreams
mm-hmm.
of like whipping a branch and swinging across a cliff, like with this cute girl from my fourth grade class named Rena in yeah. my arms. Like, I shit you not. Like, I freaking love Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
So that should also color the rest of this review
yeah.
is I need you to understand that I have wanted to be this particular hero since like a child.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how severe it was until I redid this marathon.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, all four of them back to back to back to back. By the time I was done with it, I was like, you know what? I really liked Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I did too.
I don't... Like, it's not great, but you know what? Neither is her screaming Indy or some other weird... There's at least, like, one or two things in every movie where you're like...
A little too much, a little too cheesy.
What are you doing?
But that's also part of, like...
The indie charm?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, going into this, now, we're mm-hmm. looking at The Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
Spoiler-free review. A minute or less. What did you think?
I really liked it. Yeah. There was a lot going on. We'll get more into that in the spoiler stuff, but like overall, I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Any other thing that you think somebody should know before they go into the movie?
No.
Spoiler free?
Yeah, no.
Okay. I am going to do a mild spoiler, but if you haven't seen the movie and you don't mind this tiny bit of information about what you won't see, there's no short round.
No.
And I wish I'd known that ahead of time so I didn't spend the whole movie hoping for him.
Yeah, I kind of did it too a little bit.
I know I hate to go in with expectations, but
I wasn't super into it. Anyways,
with his biggest, as Ki Kwan has been becoming lately, yeah. I was like, why wouldn't you throw him in there? Yeah. Like,
but I think we'll get into that because they I was doing a little bit of research before. They started shooting in June of 2021. So that was like just before he really started coming back.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like slight other spoilers, they do bring back a few other characters. Mm-hmm. So it's like, again, why wouldn't they? And then getting into like their adventures and stuff, like, yeah, you easily could have thrown him in there.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be Indy's swan song, like Harrison Ford's swan song for the character. Like, he is saying goodbye to this character in a right and proper way.
Right.
Okay. Thus concludes our spoiler-free version. If you haven't seen the movie yet, go see it. It's fantastic. If you don't want to go see it and you want to hear all the spoilers, I don't get it, but sure, let's
stick around. We'll be here, you know.
Okay, cool. And that's the 60-minute song sound. That's the theme song.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dial of Destiny.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Super fun.
I loved this movie.
Like a solid action movie all around.
It
sometimes a little too actiony, but yeah.
We start off the movie in like the 30s, which means young Indiana Jones shows up, or the Indiana Jones we grew up with shows up. And where were those graphics? I mean, obviously technology improves every year, but like this blows Peter Cushing and Carrie Fisher and young Luke just completely out of the water.
Oh yeah. This de-aging tech, which they've been working on since
complained about the first time.
Well, yeah, but even from like the Marvel movies when Tony Stark in Captain America.
Yeah, in the fart machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? That's what he called it? Or Barf. It was Barf.
Barf, yeah.
Yeah, in Barf.
In Iron Man 4 / Captain America 3.
Yes.
/ Avengers 2.5.
/ the scene that they reference in Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
So the techno, he looks great. And then, yeah, obviously there's a few things here and there. And apparently what they did is they you know, put the things on his face.
Like they did with Luke.
And then he did his normal acting stuff. And then they went in post and then fixed it up real good.
Yeah. And there's a flashback to a slightly older Indy, and I found that one to be even better, and I think it's because it's a little closer to
what he is now,
what he looks like now. Because you know, you got collagen starts to break down, skin starts to sag in strange places, and it can be a little hard to tighten that back up digitally. And there were a few moments in the background of things where he'd like be jostled or something in a way that looked a little bit not quite realistic. It wasn't like Harry Potter being swung around by the troll level bad. Still, like, there's definitely some moments, and I think that has something to do with when you rack focus out of it, like what becomes blurred and how it becomes blurred. Maybe doing something different.
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday. Because
I can tell, like, there's something weird happening with the blur that's blurring it in a way that's not how, like, how a flat image blurs versus how a not flat image. I don't know. I don't work in film. What are you talking about? Anyway, after that, we find Indy in 1969.
Yeah.
And
the astronauts just got back. And he's retiring.
And he's no longer in his scene.
Yeah.
And then hijinks ensue.
Yeah.
Because Phoebe Waller-Bridge shows up.
Who's great.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I love her. You've seen her in other things before, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her show Fleabag was fan-fucking-tastic.
I've heard you talk about it a lot. I've seen, like, a clip from
it. She was kind of in Solo.
Right,
she was the droid.
Wasn't she actually doing the work?
I think
in
she
that?
Did the mocap, yeah.
If not she didn't have a suit or anything, though, right? They didn't,
I think,
like,
she did. No.
She's great, though, and she's already been in Lucasfilm stuff before. Yeah. She knows what she's getting into in regards to legacy, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But
she was great in the movie. I really liked her role and her relationship with Indy. And we caught little flashbacks here and there and got a sense of their relationship as she was growing up and as he was kind of going through his older years and stuff. And then what didn't happen. And, you know, if you see the movie, you'll get it all.
Yeah. We don't need to do a full recap of the film, but, I did feel like this checked pretty much every box I wanted.
Yeah, because we talked about that going into it.
Yeah, I had a whole list.
Read that list.
And I mean, most of these are Indiana Jones tropes, but my list of things that I wanted in this new Indiana Jones movie, which I specifically came up with while watching the original 4 back to back to back to back, because I was like, oh, that has to happen. That better happen. They better not do that. Because this is the first time we're not having Spielberg at the helm.
Or George Lucas.
Or George Lucas. Or Michael Kahn, who was the editor of all four of the originals. So an intro that transitions into a mountain of some sort. We basically got it, but it wasn't a mountain. It was the lock.
Yeah.
But it was still the same shape from behind the Lucasfilm logo.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Which I thought was cool, rather than putting so much focus on Paramount or so much focus on Disney, putting the focus on who really is like behind this
and,
franchise.
And kind of similar with the Fox fanfare before the Star Wars movies, the indie movies were put out by Paramount.
Right.
And, you know, before those movies, it would fade into... The Paramount mountain would fade into whatever mountain or whatever.
Yeah, it was always a mountain of
but
some
now
sort,
that,
or a mound for a like a meerkat.
Yeah, but now that Disney has the rights to the movies, we don't know if the Paramount thing would show up, and it did.
They gave Paramount credit, which was cool.
Yeah, and I think there's still some sort of contractual stuff with the old movies. So they had a deal with the Avengers. And some of the early Marvel movies before the Disney buyout.
Like,
they put them out too, if you notice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number two was Indiana Jones gets tied up.
Yep.
We opened the movie with Indiana Jones tied
up. That's it.
And I'm like, perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Some sort of reference to Mutt. I was really worried they were going to like cut Mutt out and just be like, yeah, that never happened. And they didn't. They like treated it like it was, you know.
And they acknowledged it, and it was part of some of the story beats. Not super huge, but kind of gave
but
an update
it was a
on...
big. Motivator for why Indy's become kind of this washed up alcoholic professor.
Yeah.
And he's not like a drunk by any means, which I appreciate, but he's also not in good health, in a good place mentally.
He didn't seem like he was in a good mental health state.
It's nice too, because like Harrison Ford is kind of by default a grumpy old man, like
yeah.
get off of my plane, you know, like we're not going to get another Regarding Henry performance of him, like, but even then he's a like uppity businessman who doesn't even want to hang out with his kid. This is in the movie Regarding Henry where he has amnesia. He has to have a severe accident and amnesia before he becomes a nice guy. That's how much Harrison Ford is just the grumpy guy.
Yeah.
And so it's nice that they weren't just like, well, he's grumpy Harrison, old Harrison Ford. That's just who he's going to be. Because Indiana Jones was kind of that
sweet spot. Yeah.
It was always that, like, I don't want to deal with this crap. But at the same time, like, he's got to be a little bit of an old codger, you know?
Yeah.
And totally. So I like that they explain that. Mutt, you know, having the story with Mutt. I mean, we are doing the spoiler part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mutt being gone and dead
from
going to war when he should not have enlisted, like, that's something that has torn apart his relationship with Marion, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
The same font. For the opening credits.
Yeah.
All the title credits are always in the same exact font. They use that font. Check.
Yep.
Some sort of reference to Short Round. The most we got for it was when she explains how she and Teddy, when Phoebe Waller-Bridge explains how she and Teddy got together, but he didn't even say like, oh yeah, I knew someone like that once.
Yeah.
And that bugged me.
Yeah. Although the kid definitely did, he was the Short Round of this movie. It did more.
But his... Short Round was like this young Indiana Jones. Like they pan back and forth between them, literally doing the same fight choreo.
Yeah,
you know, as he's beating the shit out of that obnoxious little it wasn't a Maharaja. It was a Mujahideen. Doesn't matter. Him fighting, Indy fighting, and like that was kind of their thing. And then when they're like, "How'd Short Round wind up with you?" Well, he tried to pick my pocket, and then we've been stuck together ever since.
Yeah.
He asks, how did you wind up with Teddy? And she's like, he tried to steal my purse and we've been together ever since. Like, not in so many words. Like, there were more words than that. But, like...
Basically.
I'm like, this is your moment to be like, yeah, you don't do that sort of thing without, you know... I had a Teddy once. So that one didn't quite fall, but Indy in mid-lecture as someone walks up to see him.
Yeah, we talked about
that. We kind of got that with her being in the lecture hall, but they also changed the lecture hall, so he's not just drawing things on the board.
Yeah.
He has a projector now.
Yeah.
Because it's 1969.
Yeah, show the times.
At least three chase scenes. I got that times four.
Yeah.
There were like... the movie was a whole chase scene.
Yeah.
But all Indy movies are chase scenes.
Kind of.
Especially Raiders, like it's chase scene puzzle, like that's really all you need. Chase scene puzzle fight scene, like you just repeat that, not necessarily in that order for an entire film. You got an indie movie. So snakes, we didn't quite get snakes.
We got underwater snakes.
We got eels.
Yeah.
And he was very much unhappy about him, but I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Traveling by map. We traveled by map twice.
Classic. So good.
I'm like in the theater being like, yes! And like everybody else is just like, What? Because I'm like going through a fucking scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Indy fighting dirty. Mm-hmm. He literally covers the guy's face and then sucker punches him.
Yeah.
Like first 10 minutes of the movie. And then him saying, it belongs in a museum.
Yep.
That was the.
Quite a few of us cheered at that one.
Yeah. That's my list.
Yeah.
You said you had a few things that you didn't.
Yeah. Like. So one of the big ones, like we just kind of talked about, is that there are so many chase scenes in this movie. And not only were there a lot of chase scenes, but a lot of them were like, to me, it felt like they're a little too long and they kind of dragged on a little bit. And it kind of took me out of adventure. It's like, okay, I get it. This is cool. Like the choreography, the fight scenes, all the fucking great stuff. There's
so many brutal deaths that happen in those chase scenes.
But it was just like, okay, are we, you know, what's
the time
at?
They're fast deaths, but like, and that's the thing too, is like you see it and then it's like, hey, we're on, we're still moving.
Yeah.
So like,
and then we move for another 5 minutes. Like,
yeah.
And we were lucky enough during Star Wars Celebration, that we saw the big chase scene, I guess in the middle of the movie or, you know, quarter of the way through.
Yeah.
And then it went on a little bit longer and this, maybe it was the same. Anyways, it was long either way. And a lot of us at Celebration kind of talked about like, hey, this was a cool chase scene. It went on forever, but like it was still cool. And I brought it up yesterday after we were done watching the movie. I wonder if the length of some of them were that way because Harrison Ford's older and on the last couple movies he's done, he's injured himself. So I wonder if that kind of helps keep him offset while having like a stunt double or a body double do some of the heavy lifting and then on the close-up shots.
There's always been...
And they always, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the big Raiders chase scene...
Yeah.
Like, there's so many moments where you're like, that's a stunt double.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a stunt double.
Yeah.
And they talk about it a lot Ron Howard talks about it a lot in his masterclass. Do you feel that chase scene was the one chase scene that you, like, that kind of lost you, or did multiple?
Multiple.
Okay.
Yeah. And I, you know, talked to a few friends who've seen it since. They're like, yeah, the movie was a little bit long, which normally I'm like, yeah, give me more indie, but like, if it's long just to make a longer movie. And it's like, okay. But at the same, not that I hated the movie by any means, but it's like, after a while, it kind of took me out. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to piece
it. I'm going to chalk a lot of that up for, like, just for shortened attention spans. Because for me, I didn't mind it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mind it. And the reason I asked if that was your only major chase scene that kind of did that to you was because if I had seen that chase scene with no context to know about the ex-fiance and everything else that was going on with it, I'd be like, I can't follow half of this because I don't know who half these people are.
Yeah, we
didn't
get
any context
to watch.
And that would kind of set a tone for me of just like, I don't like how long this is going because I'm just spending the whole time being like trying to keep track of moving parts.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing, I do think that chase scene was a moment when I was like, this is like, not like complaining that it was long, but
like,
we're still going. Because then they change cars.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, like the choreography was amazing. Like that stunt team did some work, like so good, but it was also, to me, it was just like, okay.
I think that chase scene is the only one that really bothered
me.
Yeah,
I think that was, I think that was the one that really, I mean, not really bugged, but just kind of like got me the
stood
most.
Out.
But yeah, but then, you know, there were just so many other chase scenes in the movie too. It's like, okay, can I get some more puzzle doing or some like booby trap stuff? We definitely got some of that. But yeah, those are pretty much my only major.
Just the length and less puzzles?
Yeah.
You did miss, like, part of it.
I did. Yeah, I had some stomach issues out of freaking nowhere, and I, yeah.
Did you see the methane room?
No.
Then you missed a puzzle.
Yeah.
You missed an entire puzzle.
Yes. Yeah, and I think, and you mentioned yesterday that we came out, we were also really tired, but, like, I didn't come out as hyped as like, you were, but, like, I think some of that, too, is just I missed a big chunk of stuff I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, kind of disappointed. Not necessarily with the movie, just the situation in general. Because I got sick a couple weeks ago and I'm still dealing with the after effects. So anyways, but yeah, that pretty much was it. And, something that our buddy Shauna, the costume designer on Mando pointed, that she posted on Facebook was that there was a shot in the beginning where the Nazi / CIA group that were working together, but didn't know they were working together, that whole thing. They shoot the secretary that's in there. And she, like...
She lands on her back,
but,
or
like...
Or lands on her front, rather?
No, she was on her...
She falls forward and lands on her face.
Yeah, so she falls forward, and just where the camera angle is, like, you kind of see up her dress a little bit, and they kind of, like, focused on it for a little bit awkward amount of length.
I did and not some notice of us, that at all.
Oh, like there was a few people on it, and I.
Why are
I
these women all? It. Why are these people all looking at skirts?
I don't know, but it was like front and center on the screen for a little bit, and they kind of kept going back to that shot, and like for some reason, like I noticed it at first, and I was like, oh, this is weird. But there's so many other things going on too.
Yeah.
And but she brought it up there too, and then multiple people were like, yeah, that was kind of odd.
I would chalk that up, and I mean, I know I'm giving benefit of the doubt, but to me, it was something that. I literally did not even notice. Like, yeah. I'm not here to look up some old lady's skirt.
Yeah, no.
But to me, it seems like something that somebody on set should have caught and been like, this angle does not look good. To me, that feels like more of a mistake than like, I don't know. My immediate reaction is to think that somebody's being like, who's the perf who let that slide?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think like that's, I don't think what's that's going on.
No.
But also, literally, while watching this, I was like, like when you just said that to me, I'm like, I don't even remember being able to see up her skirt because another dude walks by and gets shot.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on in that scene too.
The death,
yeah,
that was happening.
Yeah, the movie was
also. I ain't looking up corpses, Shauna.
Yeah, yeah, that movie was awesomely brutal,
dude. Dude, that movie, like all Indiana Jones movies, involve a lot of death.
Oh, they're very violent, and I mean, a dude's heart gets ripped out of his chest and it's
out
still
of his
beating.
Chest,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and. And there's some deaths in there, like, especially in the chase scenes, but there's one you missed where a dude basically gets...
Impaled?
No, you were there for the impaled one.
Oh.
There's one where a dude
oh,
gets...
Oh, like I missed in the theater. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Damn, I guess I'm going to have to see this movie again.
I mean, do you want me to tell you what happened?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely start to finish, had a blast. I did zone out at one point during the movie where I was like... I think it was during the water scene when they were getting ready to go down.
Yeah.
I started wondering, like, how are they going to do this? How will this look? And I started thinking as a filmmaker and not as an audience member. Right. And I hate when that happens. One, because I know it's partially my fault. But two, a really, really good, like, sequence typically does, like, that doesn't typically happen to me. But I think in part also because Antonio Banderas showed up.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized, oh shit, that's Antonio Banderas. Yeah. And it kind of took me out when I realized it because I thought he was going to be the pilot from Raiders of the Lost Ark who has the pet snake in the front of the plane.
Yeah.
And he's like, stop being such a baby. Like, I thought it was that guy. And then suddenly I'm like, why does he have a Spanish accent? Why does he look like it? Oh my God, it's Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
And then, like.
Yeah, there, and to that point, kind of, there were a few points where I couldn't hear the dialogue, and it was kind
of... Our IMAX theater was very loud, and the mix was a little weird.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe next time we'll just go to, like, the Dolby theater and see how that goes.
I do feel like... Like, we talked about this yesterday. When you have a band that has, like, one particular song that you're like, that's awesome, and then you go to listen to their album, and you're like, no. I don't want to hear the rest of your experiments. Do more of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Like, not everybody can go from, you know, classic 80s rock to Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Sometimes they, you know, do what Bon Jovi did, and you're like, why are you still doing this? You know, but, like, even, like, I love David Bowie, and I love how much he changes from album to album. But there's some albums that I'm like, bring it back a little bit, buddy, you know? And in this case, I feel like the same kind of goes for movies in a franchise. Like, unless you're going to wildly experiment, I need you to kind of stick to the formula.
Yeah.
But the problem is as soon as you hear them sticking to the formula too much with these songs and this metaphor, you start going, this is just more of the same shit.
Yep.
And you want them to kind of branch out a little bit. I felt like this movie stuck to formula in a way that they branch in the right ways versus, like, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which does branch off in ways that I'm like, you're losing me a little bit here. Namely, being able to actually see the aliens. But...
Fair.
But I feel like this movie, with everything that was happening in it, stuck to it, for the most part, exactly how I would have wanted them, but did not branch out quite in the ways that I would have liked.
Yeah.
What
would you have liked?
I feel like I would have wanted a little bit more toward the end, because I feel like the whole, like, we're traveling through time thing
was
a little short for me. Like, I loved everything that happened in it, but I was like, no, we got to stay there for a minute and get to the plane.
That would have been cool if they somehow would have gotten there, like, halfway through the movie.
Yeah, or even make that the final third. Like,
yeah.
But if they had landed, gotten off the plane, and, like,
then realize where they were.
And then realize, or not even
no,
if
not
they
even
knew.
Because that intro where they actually found.
Oh my god!
Realized,
so good,
so freaking good.
But that moment when they're like, okay, we got to go get to the plane that Teddy's on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that Teddy's plane was up the hill. Run through the freaking city. Make it the end of Troy.
Yeah.
You know, let's run through a battle and be like, we just got to keep on fighting Centurions and get to the plane. Like, give me that little bit of a MacGuffin. Because we've had so much being chased. Now's a point where we're trying to get through something. That would have been a nice reveal for
me. It would have been cool if we had a chase scene
in
Roman
the streets
city.
Of Roman, of Syracuse.
Yeah. No, not that Syracuse.
But... the one thing that they did do, which I felt was kind of a branch out, and I liked how they did it because it was subtle, was this was basically Indiana Jones mm-hmm. with, like, I don't want to call him dark Indiana Jones, but, like, with less... Indiana Jones partnered up with Temple of Doom Indiana Jones, essentially. Because what does he say the whole movie in Temple of Doom? Fortune and glory, kid.
Yeah.
That's what she's going for. Yeah, that's what Wombat wants.
Yeah.
And it is like watching Old Man Indy have to kind of train Temple of Doom Indy so that he can become Raiders of the Lost Ark Indy.
Oh, shit.
He's got Short Round.
I like that.
He's got weird women problems. Or she's got Short Round. Yeah. She's got weird ex problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's got a very Indiana Jones intellect mm-hmm. and fighting ability and escapability. She's smart.
Yeah.
And he's like having to kind of be like, hey, you still got to do the right thing at the end of the day.
Right.
And there's moments where he's like, you're fucking it up. You're not doing the right thing at the end of the day. And then, you know, she's like, I got dynamite in my pocket, buddy. Don't you worry.
And it's like, oh, that's an indie move.
Yeah. So
I fucking love that scene.
Yeah. Oh, I love this entire movie. I can't wait to go see it again.
Yeah.
I'm such an indie kid. I wore a shirt that looked like an Indiana Jones adventure shirt. Like, yeah. Because I was like, yes. And I never dress up for the movies except for like, I'll wear a Star Wars shirt or a Marvel shirt.
Well, yeah.
But I was like, there was one dude who was in there in like a leather jacket and had mm-hmm. the hat. Yeah. I was like, that's a little too far for me.
Yeah.
But I never owned a bullwhip. Or did I? Did I have a bullwhip? No. Devin had a bullwhip and I have it with me for a while, but mm-hmm. I never owned a bullwhip.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, because Devin was a fucking indie kid.
Yeah.
He was absolutely an Indiana Jones kid. But I grew up on Indiana Jones. I did feel like this was a really nice send off. If this didn't have such send off vibes and they'd been like, we're doing another one, I'd be like, yeah, give me that Short Round spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even said, he said it on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Kiyi Kwan was like, if Disney and Lucasfilm come to me and say, hey, let's do an indie spinoff for Short Round, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wants it. He loves that character. And I really missed Short Round in this movie.
Yeah.
I really wanted him there. But he never shows up or is mentioned ever again. He just sort of disappears.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer. But, at least mention him when Teddy gets, when they talk about Teddy's backstory.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so similar, which is why I'm like, oh, this is Indy partying with Indy, but also explaining to Indy how to become Indy. Indy. Any final thoughts on this movie?
No, I just really want to see it again.
Yeah.
Because I liked it, but also because I missed a decent little chunk.
And now that you know how long the chase scenes are, you maybe won't get as impatient with them.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't know. For me, I definitely was like, holy shit, they're still going. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't like, why is this still going on?
Yeah.
You know, were you like irritated?
I think I was just ready to move on to more story and lore.
Can we see him?
Yeah. I mean, even with like the Star Wars and Marvel stuff, like I love the lore stuff and like the story. And so I think that's what I wanted more of instead of the chase scenes or instead of the longer chase scenes. But yeah, but I mean, that didn't make me hate the movie by any means. I really, really liked that movie.
Yeah.
Super fun. And a decent send-off. You know, reading up on the movie beforehand, they were kind of planning that Crystal Skull was going to probably be the last movie, but Harrison Ford felt like that wasn't a great ending for Indy. Yeah, he gets married. That's cool. But that's just another step in his journey, and he wanted more.
Yeah. And the losing of Mutt after gaining a son so late.
Yeah.
You know, because he gains a teenage son, and he doesn't really get to... go through, like, I mean, he's what, 20, I think, when the movie starts or something
like that,
you know, and losing that after finally gaining all these
especially
things.
Especially seeing how happy he was and how he like really took to him in the movie, which I know some people didn't like, but I think that was mainly because it was Shia LaBeouf, but that's a whole different podcast.
Yeah,
seeing that journey in the fourth one and then realizing, oh, I don't hate this movie like I thought I did. And then
it's one of those things where the small bubble of the internet, you know, decides they want to focus on one or two things. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. The monkey swinging scene is a little far-fetched, but the fencing scene while they're going on two cars side by side, I'm like, this is Indiana Jones gold. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, the aliens is a little much, but at the same time, like, I find it to be, I like that each movie kind of addresses what the world was thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, the allure of the, you know, the East or the like of Eastern religions and stuff is very early 20th century.
Yeah.
The focus on the occult is very late 30s, early 40s. Hitler was obsessed with the occult. We know this. The Crystal Skull takes place in the 50s. When Roswell stuff, communism, and the idea of life in the universe was actually a thing. That's when science fiction really becomes what we know it as is today.
Right.
And this being a movie that takes place at the end of the 60s, you know, could have been any number of things. But I like that we kind of were allowed to go back because this is the point when the hippie movement kind of there becomes this division and we have a freaking neo-Nazi in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, like who was all gung-ho because he wishes he was in the in Germany and like and you hate him because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But
from the first scene he was in, he was
My god, you immediately like, oh, screw this guy.
Fuck this guy. Yeah, it was cool to address, and I think we talked about it even before we saw this movie like a couple days ago. It's cool seeing the lore like in the indie universe, like Jesus was real. And
Kali and Siva are real.
Yeah. And then interdimensional
Moses.
Yeah.
And the actual Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but also like interdimensional beings and time travel,
which are like Mayan gods.
Yeah.
Like that's what they were saying is they're like, oh yeah, the Mayan gods just happen to be this interdimensional being thing. And it's like, yeah, we'll just
how to build these pyramids,
cross them over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was great. And I like that.
Yeah, that's and fun. I like that we got two major artifacts in this also, which we do in Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, you get that Aztecan, or not Aztecan, but Amazonian like head statue,
right?
Which has a very small temple, whatever. Yeah. But we had the Spear of Destiny, and the Dial of Destiny, which is a different thing.
Yeah,
the Amatiscara or whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. But the Spear of
he's like it's a fake, so it's like, but the real one's still around.
Well, yeah, that means the real one's still around. And, like, that one is said to provide the ability for time travel as well.
Mm-hmm.
I only know so much about it because there's an entire, like, 2 or 3 episode arc of Legends of Tomorrow focused around the Spear of Destiny.
Cool.
But, yeah, that's our hot, fast...
Kind of quick review. Yeah.
Kind of quick review.
Yeah.
Get out of here and go to the gym, Brian.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. But, yeah, great movie. I want to see it again.
Go see it.
And I really want to go finish the rest of the Young Indiana Adventures.
Indiana Adventures.
Yeah. they won a bunch of Emmys. And
that's crazy.
And they're supposed to be, you know, educational. So a lot of the info that's in there is true historical facts, which totally lends itself to Indy.
Yeah.
But yeah, George Lucas had this whole timeline of Indiana Jones's life. And Crystal Skull was an unused idea for one of those episodes.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
The Crystal Skulls, not the movie, but like another Crystal Skull Temple storyline is the basis for the Indiana Jones ride in Japan.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you go to Japan and go to Tokyo Disney, you can go to a different like iteration of a Crystal Skull story, you know.
Sweet.
Like ride.
I'm here for that.
Right?
Or there for that.
Yeah. So we'll do that in 2 years, maybe, when we go to Star Wars Celebration.
Ooh.
Anyway, Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Tell us what you feel.
Give us all of your opinions. Yeah. Lay them on us. Leave us comments. They're like actually really good for our algorithm and like result finding. So please leave us comments.
It's all that fun stuff, you know.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Have fun at the movies.
Bye.